Now the meditation is called the two standards. Standard means, well, a flag or a banner. And over the centuries, and even to this day, at war, they will, well, hoist the flag. And the first banner or standard or flag is that of Satan. Satan is highly organized. Because Satan is not one devil. We don't know how many devils there are. I think I mentioned among the fathers of the church, there are those who say there were as many devils as there will be human beings from the dawn of human history until the end of the world. Millions, billions. And the devils, to use a plural, they have a strategy. And the strategy comes in three parts. Part one, tempt people to acquire, to get as much of what this world offers them as possible. It be money, Mazuma. 14 years teaching in New York City, I've learned some Jewish words. Mazuma. Money. The devil will tempt people to get rich financially. Or get rich intellectually. Ooh. In the United States, the annual average is 5 million Americans in universities every year. And the tuition in some of these universities, I don't know one university in America where the tuition, the cost, is less than $10,000 every year. That's a lot of money. Yet people pay good money to acquire more education. There is progress in science. I finished my own doctoral studies in the engineering school. How happy I am to be giving a retreat and being sent to Rome to get a doctorate in theology. Acquire skills. There's an inventor from Germany. You might see a prayer for him. His name is Thomas Braun. B-R-A-U-N. Braun. He's an inventor. And he gives me, I turn of course into my superiors, 1% of his money he gets from inventions every year. And I would say in a given year, I never get less than $1,000. The devil tempts people to acquire, get more and more. to get, well, either rich or important or popular, so that what? My being wealthy or highly educated, they will get recognition and praise. And this is the tendency in every one of us. You want to be not just accepted. You want to be respected. You want to be praised. You want to be honored. And the devil knows, once we get recognition, praise, honor from people, what happens? We become proud. And once a person becomes proud, then the devil has won that soul. Pride is the foundation of every sin. There is no sin that does not exist that a proud person will not commit. So what's the devil's logic? The devil's logic is to acquire, to get, to obtain whatever it is in order to get recognition, praise from others, and then recognition and praise lead to pride, and pride is the foundation of all sin. About 7 years ago, a multimillionaire, in fact, he made a 30-day retreat. He asked for it. 30 days. He told me during the retreat he was worth $1,250,000,000. His first name is Thomas. Before the end of the 30-day retreat, I told him, "You'll never get to heaven with all that money." Since the retreat, he has, I'm sure, not just spent or given away, but he has disposed of at least $100 million. I did not get one penny for my 30-day retreat. And we are good friends. You might say, "But Father, you're not talking to billionaires. You're talking to religious who have taken..." Oh, Father, please, don't forget. You've all taken a vow of poverty. And when we take our last vows, it'll be for life. You mean, Father, you cannot mean that. How the devil tempts us to acquire so that we will be tempted to pride, and once we are proud, the devil will lead us to all kinds of sin? Yes. The last thing we want, be religious, vow to poverty. Pardon me. so what? We want acceptance. We want recognition.